long curfew in Baghdad, one that anti-government protesters had defied. The toll from 4 days of violent unrest has risen to 72 killed and hundreds injured. Muqtada al-Sadr, the former Shiite militia leader, who heads the largest opposition bloc in the Iraqi parliament, says the government must be replaced with early elections, held under United Nations supervision. U.S. and North Korean negotiators are meeting this weekend in Sweden, ending a long gap in talks about the North's nuclear arsenal. Speaking at a joint news conference with the Greek foreign minister today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the American team is hoping to make progress in Sweden.
We're mindful this will be the first time we've had a chance to have a discussion in quite some time, and that there's remains to be a lot of work that will have to be done by the two teams. But we hope these initial meetings can set the course for a set of dialogues that can take place in the coming weeks and months that will really deliver on the commitments that were made in Singapore.
Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says an Australian blogger, Jolie King, and her fiancé, Mark Firkin, have been freed after 3 months of detention in Iran. Charges of flying a drone without permission have been dropped. We get the foreign minister's announcement from the Australian TV network, ABC.
The government has worked very hard through diplomatic channels during that time to secure their release, as well as to ensure they were treated appropriately while they were detained.
U.S. President Donald Trump faces another challenge from Capitol Hill, where the majority House Democrats have subpoenaed the White House for documents related to Mr. Trump's dealings with the president of Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukraine says it will investigate the work done by the son of former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden when he served on the board of a Ukrainian natural gas company. It is something President Trump has been demanding, first in private, then publicly. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Chief, Michelle Bachelet, today called for a probe of the violence